T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Do we have a shotgun sound?
248-539-9797. Why would I feel bad for Rico? Because his college football team is so awful that he has to latch on to one of the best NFL franchises of all time and act like he's been a fan.
That's yeah, and Gregory. He bailed on the Lions.
Yeah, he's been a 49ers fan for a long time.
I know,
time.
But he bailed on the Lions.
I understand that.
So when the Lions, from? If the Lions ever get to this point, he can't quite have the same feelings as others.
No. Should San Francisco revamp their offensive line or get a new offensive line coach?
Well, they need to make a few adjustments.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need to revamp it. You've got one of the best, if not the best, single offensive linemen.
Correct.
In the NFL. Mm-hmm. And what they do with McGlinchey, I think he's up. There's a couple of different guys. I think McGlinchey, they need to keep him, but, tighten some things up on the interior.
Yeah, my first glance at I looked at their cap and who's a free agent. Jimmy Ward is, too. You can't keep everybody.
No.
But they're not in that bad of a position. And their cap, they got $13 million in space. Yeah. So they still got a chance, which
well, it depends whether if they're going to add a quarterback to that room or go in with Purdy and Lance as 1 and 1A.
They'd be insane to do that. They would be absolutely insane. That roster is so ready to win a Super Bowl.
Well, they went into it this year with Trey Lance as 1A and Jimmy G wasn't even 1B, C, D, E, whatever. He wasn't a part of the plan.
Right.
They were trying to get rid of him.
Right. But then he became part of it. He won't be anymore. I mean, it'd be shocking if they brought him back.
I don't think he would go back.
They're thinking maybe is, you know what, if our third-string quarterback doesn't get hurt, we got a really good chance of going to the Super Bowl. Why not just bring this whole thing back again? That's what they might be thinking.
But well, they could be, but I think, they're looking at it. Kyle Shanahan is going, you know what? I have been so close multiple times as a coordinator, now as a head coach. How long is this window of availability for San Francisco? I mean, they seem to be kind of one of those teams, like you mentioned, they're not in any dire salary cap situation, so they can go out and add some. Do they go out and just simply say, does Shanahan call up John Lynch and say, get me a quarterback? I don't care if it's for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I just need a stud quarterback.
I'm not letting Kyle Shanahan do that. If I'm John Lynch, I'm already doing it.
Right.
Right.
We tried to do it this way. It didn't work. There's already been at least a report of an admission that they don't think really believe in Lance much anymore and that they might try to trade him. I don't know what
it's
they
okay
could get
to move
for him.
On.
Exactly. Do the Josh Rosen.
Right. Or if they can't get Brady, if they don't get Brady, Derek Carr, there's a lot of people that are there.
There's a few guys that are going to be available.
Yes.
That's what I love. Like a diehard Niner fan, are you just, okay, it's time to go get Brady. I mean, it's just enough's enough. Or, I like the Carr idea too. Should it be Brady or bust? If you were running them, John, would you be Brady or bust right now?
I would be, because it's simply, for one thing, it's a commitment for really only a year.
Right, and you don't have to trade anything because Rodgers probably would have.
Right, you've got all the weapons around him.
But you have to trade.
But you'd have to trade for him, yes. This is going to be an asset-free, other than paying him, endeavor. And I would go because, one, it's not a long-term. You're not going to financially cripple yourself over this decision, depending on what Tom Brady's going to ask for. And I don't think he's going to try and break the bank, but he still has good ability. Is it what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago? No. But you bring him in there and you put him into a system that's built for basically what his skill set is right now. Occasionally you go downfield, you distribute the ball, you hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, you stand behind an offensive line. Hopefully that is a little bit improved.
Mm-hmm.
They protect your quarterback, and a defense is number one defense in the NFL.
Some more ticket text. Niners need a line, and Burrow is too much of a gunslinger. I didn't think he really disagree with that. NFL is rigged. I'm telling you, rig is the key word this morning. Ridiculous calls against Cincinnati down the stretch. Not the out-of-bounds hit, but others. League wanted Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
I think the league loves
Burrow, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Mahomes does more commercials, but that'll change, too.
All it's going to take is a Joe Burrow Super Bowl, and you're going to see Joe Burrow everywhere.
Mm-hmm. How about this, too? It's rigged. Guess who Cincinnati's leading rusher was yesterday?
Joe Burrow, probably.
If I'd have told you that Friday, you'd have said they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah.
Where was Joe Mixon? Hello?
They didn't do much.
I mean, you want to talk about maybe throwing this out there, who were some of the GOATs yesterday? They need him. I mean, they are when they're running the ball a little bit more, that's why they played the way they did in Buffalo.
Well, their offensive line played better in Buffalo than it played yesterday, too. Because Kansas City's defense. Like, Chris Jones is great. What I took out of yesterday was this. The NFC kind of blows. The Lions are one of a few short list of teams trending up. Am I wrong for thinking this? That's from Boggy. Boggy, you're not wrong for thinking that, but at least I don't think teams like Philadelphia and San Francisco blow.
Is that Boggy or Bogey?
It says Boggy.
B-O-G-G-Y. Oh, okay.
I know how to pronounce B-O-G-E-Y or B-O-G-I-E.
No, I know. I've just never heard Boggy before.
Me neither.
Maybe his name's Bogdanovich. Yeah, I do think that the Lions are one of the few teams that are trending up.
Yeah.
There may be a few more as we see what happens in free agency
Correct.
And in the draft, but yeah, I do think that they are trending in the right direction.
Let's go to Ken and Warren. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I always wonder this. Yesterday, obviously, the hit had massive implications on the final outcome of that game. But you see it all the time. And I almost wonder, in the back of their head, you know, whether it's Mahomes or a coach or whatever the case may be, we're talking about a trip. This play will have potentially a detrimental impact on whether one team goes to the Super Bowl or not. Mahomes runs down the sidelines. And I got to think, statistically, there's a chance in this time, at this point, that he's going to get hit out of bounds. Or if he throws, the potential for pass interference. Do you think any of that plays into a coach's decision, a quarterback's decision, on that play at that time with that much at stake?
Well, in certain circumstances, maybe they'd throw a long pass hoping to get a PI. But in that case, the play broke down. He's running. He's trying to get out of bounds to stop the clock and get a first down. He's not thinking that they might hit me.
He may at the very end think, if I can extend this just another yard and then slip out of bounds, maybe I can draw a late hit.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think he's running that play, from the pocket, escaping
the milliseconds in activity there.
Right. If he got out of bounds a little quicker, he probably wouldn't have been able to touch him. So you're right. All right, 248-539-9797. Here's Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.